little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 219, and we are here live, well, partially live, you guys are listening to it on our website, but yeah, we are here live on younow.com. You can find us at Two Shots of Geek, all in one letter, or yeah. one area and whatnot. So, we've been getting a lot of good feedback from the guys from NTAC that went over this, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago or so, give or take.
Yeah.
We also got a lot of likes too and whatnot from our new viewers from WonderCon that we went to at the beginning of the month. So yeah, thank you a bunch for that, you guys. I'm gonna have pictures up whenever I don't get off of work at 10 o'clock at night. That's all been the fun news lately. If you guys haven't listened to our previous podcast, there's a lot of major things that went down. One with a teaser trailer for one certain Star Wars movie that's coming out this year for episode 8. So, yeah. Anyway, okay, let's go ahead and get started. What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, typically, I didn't play this much of Street Fighter this past week. I've been playing a lot more StarCraft.
Okay.
Not two, but one. We're going to talk about that in the news recently, but yeah, StarCraft 1 and 2 I've been playing. If you guys haven't done it, so StarCraft 1 is actually out on Blizzard, so if you guys haven't played, go and feel free to play it. Let's see, other than that, StarCraft 2, we've been playing on my friends online, 2-on-2, 1-on-1, nukes dropping everywhere, typical shenanigans for me. That's about it for me, guys, this week. It's been a lot more PC games than it does with everything else. Oh, Dave Wolf, thank you for tuning in. Wayne, how about you, man? What have you been playing this past week?
This last week, I have been playing... What have I been playing? I've played the first episode, Guardians of the Galaxy, Telltale Games.
Tell us how that is.
That was pretty epic. I sat down thinking I was going to play through a chapter or two and then, go to bed, and I ended up staying up and playing through the entire episode straight through. I couldn't put it down. It really makes you think about how you interact with certain characters. You have a lot of choices, and your whole point of the first episode is not only to defeat the big bad dude you're defeating in the first chapter, but also to keep the group together, to keep the band together. And it makes you really think on how to do that. So, other than that, I jumped into the Batman Telltale game. Since that was on sale last week or so, I picked it up. Been playing that a little bit here and there. I'm only like 3 or 4 episodes in right now.
Nice.
It's not as quite as enjoyable as Guardians was, but it's still fun to play. It's got some twists and turns on it. Just something I pick up, play a little bit, and then ended up putting it down for a little bit. I think that's most of what I'm playing. I have done a few of the Apex missions for Mass Effect Andromeda, and log in and claim the goodies that I get from those. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay, so for Dave Wolf has a question for us. Did we ever play 7 Days to Die? No, I haven't. I want to, and I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about it, so.
No, I haven't played that one at all.
Alright, what else? Keep going, Wayne. Sorry about that, guys.
And then I did play some Destiny, getting back into that, trying to get my Age of Triumphs trophies and so forth done. Not achievements, but, actual record book, That's all I've been playing.
Okay, I see. Been a short week for us anyway, so.
Yeah.
Hectic and busy, too, as well. So, let's get on with the news lately, ladies and gentlemen. So, the first news of the day, Friday the 13th game launches in May, in a couple of weeks. Single-player mode will be coming shortly after. So, yeah, after being delayed in 2017, the Kickstarter-funded Friday the 13th game finally has a release date. If you guys haven't played the demo yet, I have. It's very fun. I don't play it as much because I'm actually waiting for the actual game to come out. There's a lot of, bugs on a beta game. Typical, And it was announced today that Friday the 13th, the game, will debut on May 26th for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC as a digital game price at $40. I'm waiting for this.
Not bad.
give you the rundown. You and so it's myself and against like five other people, so six players. One will become Jason and the rest will become survivors. What you do is, well, try to escape Jason's wrath. That's it. Start the car, get the bat. To start the car, you need a battery, you need gas, and they're spread out everywhere. You look at, you could lay traps on slowly slapping Jason, but he also has special abilities, you can say. So I played once as a survivor, trying to be a survivor, and when he gets closer to you, you could see the screen like muzzle out, and then you could hear his infamous theme song come in, and you better start running. There's many ways he can kill you. He can say, if you're hiding underneath a bed, he can take his machete and just stab you right through it.
Wow.
He can snap your neck, snap your, you know, spine. He can actually grab you like the old school Jason and hit you across the tree. So this is, it's a fun game. There's also skins out of it too as well from all the Jason movies, except for, I believe, Jason X when he goes to space, which was garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
Thank you for that memory.
Yeah, I know. So, it's only available right now for multiplayer. The 1v7 systematic multiplayer game. Seen 7 camp counselors trying to survive, as I said, one person playing as the mass killer, Jason Voorhees. There's three maps, Crystal Lake, Higgins Haven, and Packnack Lodge.
Yeah, Packnack.
Packnack Lodge, sorry. The Friday the 13th game single player mode will be added as the free update this summer. So, there's also a new trailer out for the game as well, showing off some of Jason's brutal executions that I talked about a few moments ago. Locations that players can explore. You can also watch it through some, you know, embedded above. So, yay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The game itself is also made by Gun Media and Ilphicon? Ilphonic,
yeah.
So, yeah. Guys, check it out. Good game. Download it. Fun, fun, fun.
We got our Games with Gold for our Xbox coming up for May.
For all you Gold members out there, May 2017, Games with Gold lineup. Here we go. Xbox One. Gianna Sisters, Twisted Dreams, Director's Cut from May 1st to the May 31st. Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, May 16th to June 15th.
It's a good game.
Yep, great game.
For the 360 side, we've got The Force Unleashed, Star Wars, or Force Unleashed 2, Star Wars, Force Unleashed 2.
Yep, the great game.
First to the 15th. And then Lego Star Wars Complete Saga, May 16th to the 31st.
Great game.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Great game. So if you guys haven't done so, get ready, go grab your gold membership or whatnot.
Yep.
Alrighty, guys, so here we go. We've got some news from the Sony side. Sony bringing these games and more on tour this summer across the U.S. This year's Road to Greatness, you know, event kicks off this weekend. So it pretty much started the 21st of my birthday.
At the Silicon Valley Comic Con.
Yes, indeed. So the tour takes off on the 21st to the 23rd, as Wayne said, at Comic Con, while Silicon Valley Comic Con, with other stops including Sunfest from May 3rd to the 7th in West Palm Beach, Florida, Summerfest June 29th to July 2nd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Major League All-Star Game Fan Fest from July 7th to the 11th in Miami, Florida, and of course the GameStop Expo on August 27th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Just to name a few stores, you know, stuff here and there. The games that attendees include Disc Jam, Injustice 2, which I am looking forward to, Madden NFL 2017, Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, Gang Beast, and Farpoint.
Yeah, you can also purchase items from Sony like T-shirts and hats.
Well, the number 75 PlayStation collectible card will be available too as well.
Yeah.
So, this card was previously only available to people who attended the PlayStation Experience back in 2015. So, if you guys wanted to, feel free to grab it. Oh God! Finally, they're going back to their roots.
So, Call of Duty World War II has been announced. And this is going to be put together by Sledgehammer Games.
Ooh.
So, a decent group to put it out there.
They're by far one of my favorite ones that actually made a Call of Duty game.
Yeah, there's been a few things leaked here and there. But basically, we do know that it's going to have a co-op mode, new story, so you can play it with your friends on the couch.
Hey.
Or apparently on the couch. We don't know if the co-op's really going to be couch co-op or online co-op. We're hoping for couch co-op.
Couch co-op.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically we're going to land in Normandy on D-Day, battle across Europe through iconic locations in history's most monumental war.
Right, so to experience the classic Call of Duty combat, the bonds, the comrade, and the unforgivable nature of war against the global power, you know, throwing the world into tyranny. So this reminds me of the Medal of Honor Frontline, especially how when you land in Normandy D-Day,
because
it's back in the PlayStation 2. So yeah, this would be a pretty cool thing. The multiplayer for Call of Duty World War II will reportedly feature maps set on "quote unquote" many of World War II's most iconic locations. What's more, players will enjoy exciting new ways to interact and socialize with their friends at the Call of Duty community. So, from what the leak said, we'll also have co-op that delivers an "quote unquote" original story when playing that way. Play with your friends in the next level standalone game experience full of unexpected adrenaline pumping moments. So we get to see a lot of fun stuff here too as well.
Yeah, there's going to be a private beta at some point. We don't know really when that's going to start or how to get involved. We'll get more details on that going forward.
Yep. And also in other news, there's also a rumor that Transformers actor Josh Duhamel is in a Call of Duty World War II. So
yeah, that'd be interesting. I mean, a lot of these guys get gigs like that there.
Yeah. We'll see how that one goes then. Going back to Dave Wolf, any idea if VR any good for the PlayStation 4? No, I haven't tried it yet. I'm not a big fan of VR because I get sickness. I get motion sickness. I hate that. I can barely stand 3D movies.
Sony's put a lot of money into VR on the PlayStation at this point, so I expect there's a lot of good games out there that actually will work for it.
Yeah. We should ask Jesse for that, see how, because I know they have a VR thing going on.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can get something on the site for you about that.
And for some
Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, this sucks pretty bad.
The Colony DLC has been delayed. There's a few lingering pesky bugs that had the ability to break the game, so they're still working on that. They're going to try to get it out to as soon as possible, essentially, but they got to hold on and wait and get these bugs fixed. Yeah, so that's basically all we really know at this point, I think.
Kind of sucks for 343 industry side.
Had to do with the new Skitter units, which are basically little symbiotes that can be attached to any friendly unit that acts as a mini self-targeting turret and healer. So those are causing it to crash, which is not good.
So no bueno.
So we should still get this next week sometime. We'll also get two more achievements. The Hunter Hunted achievement, which uses Hunter Captain's taunt ability 50 times, and Turrets Everywhere, where you use 50... You attack 50 skitterers to squads.
Alright. So yeah, looking forward to that too as well. But what I'm looking forward to is Street Fighter V. I'm a huge fan of Street Fighter. I've been a fighting game fanatic since I was a kid. Street Fighter V's new quote unquote work costume DLC includes firefighters and cheerleaders. Chun-Li, Armika, and Alex all get to play dress up next week, so they actually get to play cosplayers instead of, you know, some people that I know dresses them to be cosplayers. Capcom has revealed even more DLC for Street Fighter V with a new line of work themed costumes for three characters. With this DLC, Alex puts on a firefighter outfit, which looks pretty cool. Armika dress up as like a cheerleader, which is pretty awesome because it kind of fits her her theme as a wrestler. And Chun-Li wears a business attire. Well, I can definitely see that. I mean, especially from the older movies that came out. There's also a gallery out there here right now. So pretty much, get the heads up. These costumes won't be cheap. They'll be priced at $4 or £4 if you're in Europe each when they release on April 25th. So, they're released in 2 days. They joined previously announced school costumes for Judy, Chun-Li, and Ryu, all of which carry the same price of $4 a piece too as well. You can't really get on that too as well. Also, arriving on 25th of April alongside with these six costumes is the revived Thailand stage from M. Bison. That's also $4 too as well. Though you'll alternately have the option of spending 70,000 fight money to acquire it. And speaking of updates, let's go to the next one, Wayne. Street Fighter V's next DLC character balance update has been delayed. The second Capcom Fighters Network beta is on its way, but a new character and balance change for Street Fighter V that were, you know, intended to be out by the end of the month has been pushed back, as Capcom intends to conduct another beta test for the new Capcom Fighters Network. That's why. Okay, I was trying to find out why it's been delayed for that long. In March, the company pronounces to revamp the Street Fighter V's online component. These changes were put to the test early this month during a PC-only beta, which showcased these improvements, like the new penalty system for rage quitters, better matchmaking, and faster load times for ranked and casual matches. Thank God. Those things takes for like an eternity and a half to actually come in.
Yeah.
Let's see. Speaking of which, the only new characters that we got to as well is Colleen. We're hopefully they're going to release another character soon at the same. So both new DLC characters who has not been yet confirmed, and the balance changes were set to launch alongside with the CFN at the end of April. However, Capcom said, quote unquote, says both of these were developed under a new CFN infrastructure. They have to be released alongside with the new CFN when it is released already.
Yeah.
Such as there's no new date yet for when they'll debut. It seems like they won't be out this month, which kind of sucks. I'm looking forward to the new characters too as well. So, yeah.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and as a StarCraft fan, I've been playing StarCraft since 1998. Since the first one. I was still in middle school. That's when I got into the PC gaming. StarCraft is. So I just want to let you guys know that StarCraft, the patch is now available, making StarCraft free on PC and Mac. Be sure to head to heed the warnings below about using the run as admin option when updating your game. So Blizzard has released the patch notes for the new StarCraft update, which says it is the first, you know, in over 8 years. That's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Blizzard also notes that you should run as admin option when installing it. It says this is needed to first time to open your client in order to successfully carry over, save, and avoid any other issues.
Mm.
So, yeah. Most significantly, this patch will make the game and the Brood War expansion free to download for everyone. This move paves the way for remastered edition of the game, so I can't wait. I've seen how the units look like. Let's see. The StarCraft 1.18 update patch notes added Windows full screen or windowed mode. Also added UTF-8 support. Added the cursor cam, the clamping in the game while windowed. So that's pretty cool. There's a lot of good stuff here too as well. They also have observer mode, maps to stream, finding the games or type of games, auto saving for replays, an option to display game time, added
Universal plug and play.
Wow, universal plug and play support. Also added a new OpenGL backend.
Nice.
Pretty cool too as well. So they also have gameplay responsiveness. God, dude. UI layout for battle.net. Improved behavior of available lobbies, compatible Windows 7, 8.7, 8.1, and Windows 10. Improved anti-cheat capabilities, which is pretty cool. Dang, dude, that's a lot of stuff in here too.
They've done a lot. Fixed a lot of bugs.
So much. Yeah. So yeah, if you guys haven't downloaded, download it. Do it. And people's been wondering why the limited edition run of Nintendo,
the NES Classic,
has
been canceled.
Well, After the recent discontinuation of the NES Classic Edition, Nintendo is reportedly now working on a mini version of Super Nintendo Entertainment System, which is the SNES console. The SNES Classic is likely to be called in launch, quote unquote, in time for Christmas this year, according to a Eurogamer. So,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Sounds good there.
Yeah, it sounds. Well, so to me, the site says that in development devices is a major reason why Nintendo did not continue producing NES Classic units. This is why it's sold out nearly everywhere due to high demand. Nintendo refused to comment on when, you know, contracted by GameStop. Oh, GameSpot, sorry.
Yeah, they haven't responded to anybody for comment on that yet.
But. Yep. So we get to see what else is going on here, too, as well. Let's see. NES Classic could take similar forms to its miniature predecessor, which a number of fan-favorite games include small plug-and-play devices. You know, acclaimed for its original NES, SNES includes Super Mario World, which I have, Chrono Trigger, which I have, Super Metroid, which I have, Super Mario Kart, I have, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, all those five games I actually do have for my Super Nintendo, so I got the OGs.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how they do this, if they keep the same lockdown approach, or whether it's upgradable, sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, like all the hackable stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, and you know, who knows, maybe if this is successful too, we'll get a, you know, a Virtual Boy classic next.
Oh, Virtual Boy. After playing that for an hour straight, the only thing you'll be seeing is green.
Yeah.
One of the most failed systems from Nintendo ever produced.
It didn't last long, no.
About a year and a half tops?
Something like that.
Alright. Anyway, that's all of the news for us this week, you guys. Wayne, any other stuff going on with you?
I can't think of anything on this end. So we've got Comic-Con in a few months.
Three months away from Comic-Con. If you guys are going, let us know on our Facebook page. If you guys want to meet up, cool. We're also with the San Diego Comic-Con Facebook page. Well, unofficial Comic-Con Facebook page. Our good friend Eric Arega, he is, he's been going there since forever.
Yeah.
We'll give you guys a post. If you guys want to meet him, he's going to have a booth at Comic-Con. He's going to have, like, stuff. He has... what do you call that?
He's always got some artwork showing
up. Oh, yeah, he got some art. He's a great artist. He did my drawing for when we did the first meetup for unofficial meetup.
Yeah.
He asked me what kind of characters I wanted for him, you know, to draw, and I told him Gambit from the X-Men.
Yep.
So would you get Wayne from him?
I think I did Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, okay, he did Spider-Man. You know, a bunch of people came out. We talked about gibberish about, you know, what's good, what's bad, what's...
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. What's overpopulating in the con community lately?
Yeah.
Which is a lot. All right, Wayne. Any other news, too, as well?
I don't think so.
That's it. All right, guys. Yeah. Again, make sure to check out our main website, twoshotsofgeek.com. Make sure to like and hit, you know, subscribe to our Facebook page, Two Shots of Geek, and also look at Instagram and also our Twitter page with the same name, too, as well. Again, anywho, we will see you guys next week, and we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go. There we are! What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.